The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel. You do not understand this. Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes it's quite difficult to interpret exactly what, when we read John, exactly what John is saying in the Gospel. But if you read in between the lines and the language he uses the example of the wind. And the wind is very free. And I think that's the key to the Gospel this morning, the freedom that we have when we really believe in God, really, and trust in him. And what Jesus was trying to do was to minimize the overriding rule of laws and regulations and so on, and said, if you are really trusting me and the words that I am saying, you will have a freedom. Now, apply that to ourselves at the present time and apply it to the church. And the church is very often, I think, gone down the path of something that Jesus tried to get away from, laws and rules and regulations and so on. And Jesus always accepted people where they were. That's very important. And that ought to be our approach also. And we have so many examples of that in the Gospel. And the Second Vatican Council tried to open up that, Pope John the 23rd used the phrase, open the windows and let in some fresh air and let the wind blow through. So for example, for a long, long time, and even to this very day, people who are gay or belong to the LGBT community have not always been accepted in the church. And these people are children of God. That's the way they were made. That's the way that they were born. And Jesus would totally accept those people as they were. And that's got to be our approach too. So easy to sit in judgment and condemn. And that's very often what we've been accused of as Catholics and especially the church, and in many parishes too today, people who are gay or lesbian will tell you, we don't feel welcome. And that's wrong. And that's what the gospel, if you read between the lines this morning, is talking about. If you really are a true follower of Jesus and a true Christian, you have freedom. You follow your conscience. You try and see people as Jesus would see them. And as we read it in the gospel on Sunday, Jesus was wounded and resurrected. He didn't come back perfect with a perfectly new body. He came back still carrying his wounds. And that's the way each one of us will appear before God, as wounded people with a lot of flaws and a lot of failings. And I hope that's how I will appear before God, not trying to hide my wounds or hide my failings, but to be open. This is me, Lord. This is me. And I know that Jesus will accept me as I am, as he accepts every person, whether black, brown, in between, white, whatever color, whatever sexual orientation, whatever. We're all loved by God as we are. And that is what the gospel this morning is saying to me. You might have a different interpretation, and that's fine too.